CFM.
Get up with Bree and Jaunty.
Check it out.
Game on this weekend. Great to see NRL on the Central Coast, Bree. So
trial match on the Central Coast. Manly Sea Eagles versus the Roosters Saturday night. You can still get tickets.
Still get some tickets if you want to go along and see that. And one of the guys that plays for Manly Sea Eagles is a local coastie, so we had to get him on. It's Jono Wright, and he joins us on the show right now. Morning, Jono.
Morning, guys. Thanks for having me.
Hey, no worries, mate. Exciting you get to play a bit of footy on the Central Coast, your hometown.
No, it's good, mate. I'm really keen. I'm starting to get into the swing of things now, getting down to the start of the season, and playing on the coast is even better. So
roll out of bed and turn up, Jono.
That's basically it, mate. It's a home game for me, so 20-minute drive.
You were telling us off-air that you still live on the Central Coast, even though you train and play for Manly. Have they tried to talk you into leaving the coast and moving
a bit closer? What's the commute like, Jono?
Yeah, the commute's not too bad. I thought it would be hard at the time, but just moving back from NZ over here, I thought it would be easy with the family to settle home back at Menorah Park. I thought it would be a lot easier. The commute's been getting better and better. Had my coffee in the morning and drive down the M1. Only a few times and a few sticky mornings with a few accidents, but besides that, it's all been good.
You can't let go of those home-cooked meals, Jono.
Mate, yeah, mum's too good.
Hey, I'd be still living at home if I could.
And your favourite breakfast radio show is?
Oh, of course, you guys, of course. No. Me and Bree in the morning. Can't go past you.
He did say off-air that he listens on the way up, so.
It's good.
Honest truth.
I'm just looking at some of this stuff on your bio that they've given us here. I feel like you and I are a match made in heaven.
Oh, what's the bio?
We've got a lot of things in common. My favourite movie, Gaundy, what is it?
Shawshank Redemption, which is yours.
Yes. You want to go, my dream holiday, Jono, is the Maldives, so is yours.
Oh. That was mine, yes.
One of my favourite TV shows, The Block. The list goes on and on. I feel like we should get together.
Mate, tick, tick, tick.
Time's ticking.
Good. Are you single, Jono?
No, I'm happily married.
Oh mate.
So, hey, we can work through that one problem, that one issue.
Thank you.
We'll keep it secret, Jono, just between the three of us, mate. Just between the three of us. Now, the trial match this weekend, everyone's going to be looking forward to it, no doubt about that. When you say trial match, though, it's not, you guys go hard, right? It's not just a half-assed kind of game.
Nah, it's not a game of touch. Especially this is the last trial matches all the clubs will have for this weekend before the comp starts. So most teams will have their strongest teams playing this weekend, and Roosters have a very strong side, and we're putting a strong side together because this is sort of our last dress rehearsal before round one. So it's going to be a good game, fairly up-tempo and very hard game. So hopefully we can get the ball rolling this weekend.
Jono, what's the Sea Eagles looking like coming up into the season, pre-season? How's that been for you boys?
It's been really good. We've had a solid pre-season, very tough. The weather conditions obviously has been very hot, but we're just working on little things that improved from last year. The squad's really upbeat and very positive about a good year, and with all staff this weekend, really, and hopefully we can get a good start off.
Jono, I know from my time playing footy, mate, I tell you, pre-season was my least favourite. So, you know...
It is death.
It is the worst. The running, and you just want to play a game, you know?
Mate, it hasn't got easy. I've done a few now, a few different clubs, and I'll tell you now, from experience, it doesn't get any better, any easier, so... just put your head down and just keep running, and that's all you
can. I just say, Jono, Gaundy's a big liar. He never turned up to pre-season, let's be real.
He's one of those guys.
Exactly.
Mate, training wasn't my thing. I just rocked up. I was the star of the show, you know? It's just...
No, that's a big lie. that's a lie.
Well, I was an average player at best, Jono. Mate, we look forward to seeing the game this weekend, Central Coast Stadium. It's nice and close for you, and we get to see some NRL on the Central Coast. Mate, would you like to see a team here one day? I know you play for Manly, but would you like to see a Central Coast NRL team?
Oh, mate, I'd love to. The coast is obviously a massive rugby league area. Obviously, we have our Mariners there, but it'd be great to have a rugby league team on the coast. We've been trying to get one there for years, and obviously a lot of juniors come through there. I came through there. A lot of mates who played in the NRL from the coast too. So
there's such a big spot for it here on the coast, Jono. People are craving it.
It is. And obviously, a lot of people are split between Sydney teams and Newcastle, but it'd be great to have a coast side, and maybe, fingers crossed, one day that could happen.
Who was your junior team, Jono?
Northern Lakes Warriors.
Oh, the Warriors. So, shout out.
Yep. Yeah, shout out to them boys.
Nice.
So, keeping it real.
All right, mate. Well, thanks for joining us here on your favourite breakfast show, and we look forward to the weekend.
No worries, guys. Thanks for having me.
Jono Wright, Manly Sea Eagles here on CFM.
We love the coastie.
Get up with Bree and Jaunzy.
CFM.
Once upon a time, at a radio station far, far away, there was a radio game that changed the radio landscape forever. This was not that game. It's Brian Gorby's movie bio guessing game.
All right. Bit of a rough week for Brie last week, but ready to bounce back this
week. I had
a
shocker. I forgot the name of my favourite movie ever.
You buzzed in then couldn't remember the name of your favourite movie.
What a shocker.
The name says it all. I read a movie bio. And then you just need to buzz in as soon as you think you know what the movie is. And you take on people that listen to this show. All Tian's right. In Blue Bay. Morning, Tian.
Morning, guys.
Morning.
Do you have what it takes, Tian?
Probably not.
Okay. Are you a fan of... Do you like movies? Do you watch a lot of movies?
I used to. Not so much nowadays.
All right. Well, these are older kind of movies, so you might be lucky. Right. Here we go, guys. Get in the zone. First movie starts now. Buzz in with your name. A socially awkward but very bright 15-year-old is being raised by a single mother. Then she discovers something special about the family. There's a recent death, and she must make a choice between continuing the life in San Francisco as a teen or stepping up to the throne.
Bree!
Bree's buzzed in.
Princess Diaries?
Princess Diaries is the guess. Princess Diaries is correct. She's done it. First points on the board to Brie, Tian.
Sorry, Tian.
No luck for you this morning. Did you know that one?
No. Okay. I didn't think she was 15.
Well, she was 15 in the movie. Who stars in that
Anne
movie?
Hathaway.
Is that Anne Hathaway?
I love that film.
See, I start with a girly one for you.
Thank you.
You wanted more
last
girly ones this week.
Last week was very skewed to the males.
Let's go to Amy and Kingcumber. Morning, Amy.
Morning.
Morning, morning. How are you?
Well. Good luck this morning, Amy.
All right, bring it on, all Amy. Right. Here we go.
Playing for the family pass to the Mariners.
I've got a bit of confidence now.
Danny wants to score the biggest heist in history, so he combines with other members of the team, including Frank Catton, Rusty Ryan, and Linus
Bree.
Caldwell. Their target?
No Ocean's 11?
Is correct. Yeah! Ocean's 11 is another one. Their target is the Bellagio.
I only just watched that film the other day for the first time.
MGM Grand, Ocean's 11.
That's a great movie.
You've never seen Ocean's 11, Amy? Oh, that's a great movie.
It is a good movie.
Oh, you got
probably
get
wrong
on that.
Game to call for, Amy.
We appreciate it, though. Let's go to Jake in Summerland Point. Morning, Jake.
Morning, Jake.
Morning, guys.
Morning, mate.
Don't deny me 3 from 3, Jake. Bring it on. Here we go.
All right, here we go. Last movie. Phone line's not great, but buzz in when you know this
thing.
Here we go. Two best friends happen to be really stupid. The duo set out on a cross-country trip. It's so easy, this one.
Dumb and Dumber.
Oh, she's 3 from 3 this morning. Oh, that one was just too easy to end it this morning.
Jake, did I take you on last week?
No, you didn't.
Oh, I thought you beat
Jake,
me last week.
Appreciate the call, mate, but Brie has bounced back in a big way this week. 3 from 3. Oh, that last one was
Jeez,
easy.
Jeez, I get a big head when I have a couple of wins.
Don't you? Couldn't you tell? Could you tell I read that for the first time, that last one at the end there?
So much prep goes into that for you, doesn't it?
I prepped the first two. I didn't think we were going to...
Can we start keeping tally, me against the people?
Yeah.
Me against the people. Me against the people.
Some people are a man of the people. It's Brie against the people.
Me versus people.
Get up with Brie and Jaunzy.
CFM.
How good's being involved at the Mariners?
I love the Mariners.
Love it. Do you reckon they love us?
Nah, probably not. We've stitched them up a few times.
Yeah.
Dan, the membership man, he got stitched up bad last year by us.
We did too. We called and made a bunch of random demands to see if we could get memberships.
And we thought it's about that time of year where we stitch up the Mariners again.
And this time we wanted to get the players. So the players, they come in and they do some ads here at the radio station, pumping up the games, do a great job.
And they read out a script.
Yes.
Come in, read the part and get out.
We do the top and tail tour. You may have heard the ad on air. And then they go, yeah, come watch us play this weekend. It's going to be great.
It's me, Scotty Galloway.
Yeah, that's right. So Scotty Galloway, Paul Izzo and Liam Rose came in to do some ads back to back. And we got together, we grabbed the scripts before they had a chance to see them, and we just messed with the scripts
let's just rewrite them.
Yeah.
Just to see if they will read anything, just like Anchorman.
Well, we do it in here, don't we?
I know, read off a sheet.
Scotty Galloway was up first, and we wanted to slip into his script. We wanted to see if he would say, making it rain wins.
But like, making it rain.
Making it rain.
Didn't we put in their hot and sweaty action?
Yeah, they're going to oil up for some hot and sweaty action against Adelaide United. And we wanted him to say, Scotty G out.
Oh, no.
Was Scotty G up for it?
Poor Scott Alloway.
Not really, but have a listen.
The Central Coast Mariners absolutely making it rain. The Central Coast Mariners absolutely making it rain. Louder, seriously. Yeah, blow the speakers. The Central Coast Mariners absolutely making it rain. What the f*** is that? What else am I meant? The Central Coast Mariners absolutely... Can't do this. The Central Coast Mariners are absolutely making it rain. Winds on the Central Coast, and this weekend, the main man, Scotty G, that's...
I can't do this. Just have some fun with it, man. I'm not doing it.
Okay. That's me, and the boys are going to oil up for some hot, sweaty action against Adelaide United. Come along and show your support. Scotty G out.
That's awesome, man. Yeah, well done.
Done?
Well done, Scotty G.
Nice work, Scott Galloway.
Should probably mention we beeped out a bit of swearing there, so...
Dave, in production, who we'd worded up, he's totally in on the joke, encouraging him.
I know.
Horsey, you've done well.
Didn't blink an eyelid at hot, sweaty action, though.
Just I know, that was just normal. We're oiling up for some hot, sweaty action.
All right, up next is Liam Rose, and he stepped up to do his ad. So
we thought, let's go some country.
Well, it's the derby, right?
Yeah.
So he was promoting the derby against the Newcastle Jets.
Yeah!
So we thought we'd get a bit country and western on it and slip a bit of hoedown, yee-haw, crack the whip kind of stuff in there.
How good is Liam Rose's southern accent?
We find out right here.
It's the F3 derby. Yee-haw!
That was great.
One more. It's the F3 derby. Yee-haw! Can't do American accents. It's going to be a boot scooting showdown between the Central Coast Mariners and the Newcastle Jets. Come watch us ride 'em cowboy in the derby hoedown.
That's pretty good. Yeah, again, but like, come and do it. Come and watch it. Come out again.
Come watch us ride 'em cowboy in the derby hoedown.
Better, yeah, cool.
Come along and show us your support.
Gave it a good crack.
Yeah, not too bad from Liam Rose, I can say.
Cracking the whip.
Yeehaw!
Yeehaw! From Liam Rose. Last, goalkeeper Paul Izzo, having an amazing season.
He's having a great one.
If he's listening right now, mate, stay with the Mariners because we like you. But when he came in to do it, he was probably the one having it the least, right?
I was going to say, he was probably the most diva out of all of them.
He wasn't having it, but we really wanted him, we wanted him to talk himself up. So we were saying, you know, it's me, game winner, match winner.
It's all thanks to me. Paul Izzo.
We wanted him to throw in there, we're taking on Timmy Cahill and a bunch of other no-names. Like, really talk himself up.
Give it to the other team.
And he wasn't having it.
The Central Coast Mariners are a chance of playing finals this season. Mariners are a chance of playing finals this season. The Central Coast Mariners are a chance of playing finals this season.
This is H to the Izzo. And come and catch us, to take on Melbourne City. Yeah, do that.
I'm not saying H to the Izzo.
He said
Scotty
G out.
Just
once.
H to the Izzo. I can't say it. I'm not saying it. I feel too corny.
Just say it. Just give us one.
Yeah.
See how it sounds.
Hi, guys. This is H to the Izzo. Come catch us take on Melbourne City.
Joke.
Don't say that. All right, leave that. Just go. Central Coast Stadium. Let's get that cannon firing. Tick, tick, boom. We'll do that bit.
Are we doing the tick, tick, boom, boom together?
Yeah, that's it. Yeah, yeah.
At Central Coast Stadium. Let's get that cannon firing.
Tick.
Tick.
Where's your tick?
I don't know, that was him.
He was fine.
It's tick, tick, boom.
Yo, here's a little tick.
Here we go. At Central Coast Stadium, let's get that cannon firing.
Tick, tick,
boom.
At Central Coast Stadium, let's get that cannon firing.
Tick, tick, boom.
Tick, 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 boom.
Oh, well done, guys.
Oh,
well
nice
done.
Nice work.
Yep. We had to edit that audio down because he was really not having a bar of it. There was a lot of like, I am not, I refuse.
He throws the script up on the screen in the studio and goes, I'm not saying this.
The video's up on Facebook now, so jump on and have a look at that. But this was the moment we revealed to the guys that was Stitch Up from us.
Brian Gondy stitched you up. Say hello to the camera up there.
Oh, my.
Are you taking the piss?
No, they weren't real lads. None of that is. So that's all video.
They've got me going, yeehaw.
Yeehaw. Yes, and we will use that against you, Liam Rose, when we need to.
Get up with Brian Gaundy.
CFM.
Look, Daniel Gaund, the Gaundy Gaund, you're in, what was that list you were involved in a couple of years ago?
Oh, I don't like to talk about it, but Cleo Bachelor 2012.
Cleo Bachelor 2012.
That's right, yeah.
And look, you haven't
only made, one to keep my top on.
You haven't made.
I have dignity.
You haven't made an appearance in many lists since.
Well, when you get a girlfriend and then a fiancé, you sort of get ruled off these lists because you're not eligible anymore.
Good excuses. I like it. Recently, Gossip Magazine, Take 5, they released a list, and we've spoken about this in the studio.
Hasn't been a year since their last one. I don't know why they're doing another one.
But it's pretty much the top 20 hottest guys in radio.
Yep.
And they do it every year, and they get their listeners to vote on Facebook, and they, you know, take a poll on who they think is the hottest guys in radio.
Yeah.
As we've spoken about in the studio, you didn't make the cut.
Didn't make the cut, and
are you
upset? I've thought about it.
Yes.
Since.
Yes.
And I was annoyed last time.
Okay.
That I didn't make the list, and there's another list. It's out again, and I didn't make the list again. And you know what?
It's getting rough.
That's what you
think.
I mean,
especially when there's people like Ray Hadley on the list.
Is Ray Hadley on the list?
He's on the list.
Oh, my God.
And Eddie McGuire.
Is he on the list
again?
Come on. On the list again.
I mean, really, who's voting? Are people taking the... Come on.
Exactly.
Mickey, come on.
I've come to realise that I'm too hot for the list.
All right, relax.
So they can't put me on there because it would just be a blowout. It'd be ridiculous. Like,
but people are voting. It's not. They're not making the list.
No, they make the list and then people vote for who's on the list.
I thought people just voted.
No.
Okay, well, there's been another list done.
I didn't know about the list.
I've got some news.
Yeah?
There's been another list.
I know. I've seen it. You think I don't know this stuff?
Compiled by radio people.
Radio people.
Have you seen it?
I have, yeah.
And you didn't make the list.
I know, it's ridiculous. I'm too hot for the list.
I mean, this list is pretty good, though. I must admit, the list that they've made, I definitely more agree with this,
Who's on this list. Who's on it?
We've got people like Andy Lee.
I'm hotter.
Oh, he's hot.
I'm better.
Amos Gill, who's a guy down in Adelaide. Oh. He's a comedian. Tommy Little, he's doing the show with Carrie Bickmore
in the afternoon.
He's a good-looking
guy. Good-looking guy. I'm still hotter.
Hamish Blake, Tim Blackwell.
Funnier.
Maddie Johns. Chris Bezina,
who used
to work here.
Never heard of him.
Dave Thornton. There's some good-looking guys on here.
Yeah. What are you trying to get at?
Gaundy, I'm sick of it. You deserve to be on these lists.
I agree.
I've had enough. I think I'm going to start a campaign to get you on the list.
I like the campaign.
I'm going to grab that picture, and I thought, I need a good picture of you.
What have you got?
I need a good-looking picture of you to start posting, being like, why isn't Gaundy on the list? This is bull. Remember that picture you took in that bikini?
No, not that thing again.
Where you show your rig off.
No.
I say we take that photo and we post it on here.
That's not going to get me on the list.
It will.
It won't.
People will see, oh, he's funny, like he's got a good rig.
No.
Yeah, post it up there.
I knew that picture would haunt me forever. I did that as one little radio thing and it's haunted me forever,
put on the bikini that Rachel Finch wore.
Yeah, it was all over buses across Sydney. It was a big campaign and I thought, you know, I'll give it a crack. And thought I pulled it off well. But out of context, the picture looks very funny. It's just me in a bikini.
It does look strange, but weird. I feel like people just need to know about you.
Okay.
And once you get on the list, once you get on the map, that's it.
Can I ask a serious question? Because you can't have a serious campaign unless the people backing the campaign truly believe. Producer Rach, should I, and answer me honestly, should I not be on that hottest person list in radio?
Honestly,
in
there,
radio.
There is somebody on that list that I don't agree should
Who?
Be on there.
Name
and you
it.
Should be in that.
Name them.
I should be in front of that person, right?
Name them.
I don't find Amos Gill attractive.
Okay.
Fair enough.
I agree.
You should be on there.
I should be ahead of
the
that
comedian
guy.
Amos Gill.
Yes.
He was included, Gaundy wasn't. You should be on the list.
I'll go to war with these radio people. I will take them down in hotness. And I will get myself on that
Can
list.
Can you imagine
next time
all radio guys going head to head in a battle? They're like, no, stop it. No, you stop it. Cat fight and scratching each other.
So is the campaign to get me on the next list or what is
the
it?
The next list, I'm guaranteeing.
Okay.
If I'll I have there. To hook up with someone at Take 5 magazine, I'll do it.
Now, look, if there was a...
just to get you on the list.
If there was a list of the flattest head in radio, I'd be number one on that list.
Yeah, well, there's no one else.
Number one on the list.
Get up with Bree and Gaundy.
CFM.
Sad news yesterday broke about Grant Hackett.
On the Gold Coast, yeah.
Taken into custody after the police were called to his home. Domestic violence issue.
I was driving home from work yesterday and I got a notification on my phone that popped up and said Grant Hackett's been arrested again.
Mm-hmm.
And I looked at it and I thought, oh, here we go. What's he done now?
Yeah.
Something stupid.
Because he has been in the news over the years.
Over the years, he's had plenty of incidents.
He was in the lobby that time wearing a singlet as pants.
Yeah, wrapped around. He lost his kids.
Yeah.
He flipped a grand piano in his apartment in Melbourne. So he's had all these things happen over the years.
Yeah.
And they all start to add up, don't they? You know, they start to add up. And then when I got home and saw some of the news stories, it's just getting sad.
It's really sad.
And the family.
The whole family, yeah, obviously suffering. And he's obviously suffering in a big way. Like, he's obviously got a massive problem. He needs to get some help.
It seemed like he cleaned himself up for a year or so. Didn't he do some work at the Olympic Games?
He did. He was heavily involved with the Olympic Committee. And he tried to make the Olympic squad for...
That's right, he did too.
2016.
He
and remember, that's when the last time this all kind of unraveled is when... He didn't make the team and he was on that airplane.
That's right.
Remember?
He reached behind and grabbed someone by
exactly,
the nipple, right?
Exactly. Yeah. And that's kind of when it all started to unravel. And I think that's obviously continued on and he's now got a really big problem.
Well, did you see his brother talk on the news yesterday? Got some audio. His brother's well spoken.
Greg Hackett?
Yeah.
Really well spoken. Just. Horrible to hear.
Spoke on behalf of the family. And look, it is, from what they gather, a mental health issue combined with prescription drugs.
And alcohol.
This must be tough when you're surrounded by cameras and reporters to sit there and talk about your brother in this light. Take a listen.
This is now a chronic problem and it looks like it's not really going to go away in a hurry. So from a mental health perspective, I hope something can be done. I really do. We're trying everything we can. The family has tried for years.
It's going to be a big road ahead for you guys, though.
Oh, it has been for a long time, so...
What's actually the problem?
Well, we've got to get an actual medical diagnosis. Until that happens, we're just guessing. To see someone who was so, I guess, dominant and he had the world at his feet, really, we don't know what's going to happen. It doesn't look encouraging. But who knows? You know, if he gets the right type of treatment... And that's what we're really counting on. Maybe, just maybe, he might be able to claw himself out of it.
He went on to say that it's not the Grant Hackett we all know. This isn't the Grant Hackett we all know. And if you saw the images of him being taken out in the handcuffs,
mm-hmm.
Grant Hackett, bizarrely in the back of the car, sort of flashes the handcuff. Have you seen that? He flashes
seen it. It's a strange piece of footage.
Yeah, to the cameras. So, look, hopefully he can get the help he needs. He's going to have to go back into rehab again. But what's being alleged from yesterday, he had a knife in hand at his family home and he was stabbing it aggressively into this board and
he
they
was
had to
apparently
call the
very intoxicated. And
so and you can hear of those stories going very wrong.
Yeah, exactly.
Extremely wrong. So.
And the next day someone will wake up and they don't realise what they've done kind of thing.
Yeah.
But if you're struggling with any type of issues like that, you can call 11 14 Lifeline Australia for some help.
To get the help you need, and we'll keep you up to date with that story here at CFM.
Get up with Bree and Gaundy.
CFM.
Got a delivery in the mail yesterday. I love getting a delivery in the mail. Open up my mailbox, always exciting when you have something. And then under
I
that,
never check my mailbox, to be honest.
So you don't take your bins out and you don't check your mail.
Yeah.
You're That's a good adult.
My power got turned off because I didn't check my mail. That's a true story. Yeah. I was devastated.
You know how to human.
Oh, yeah.
I
know how to adult.
You know how to do it. So under all that exciting stuff was this, a phone book.
Looks very different in 2017 to what I remember.
It's a lot thinner than I remember.
Very thin.
But then again, this might just be for the Central Coast. This is just the local version. So
can I just say,
I'll open it up.
We mentioned Refidex before, and yes. You were like, I've never heard of that. It is a Queensland term.
Right.
Street directory.
Yes.
Am I talking in your guys' language?
Yep. Exactly.
Street directory?
To be fair, every state had their own version because when I moved from Perth to Melbourne and I said, have you guys got this book?
What did you guys call it?
I can't remember the name of it, but they said, no, never heard of it. And they had their own version. So okay. I think each state had their own different version.
Gotcha.
But anyway, so I've got the local, is it yellow pages, white pages? What are they? It's both.
Well, they're yellow. Oh, it's both.
So it's got white in the front and yellow in the back. So white for the residents. Yellow for the businesses.
Gotcha.
Do you want to see if you're in there? Anyone want to look themselves up? How do you get yourself
in? Well, you have to register.
Oh, do you?
So I know I wouldn't be in there.
Do you have to register, Rach?
Yeah, I'm in there, though.
Oh, you are?
I'm pretty sure.
Oh,
we know how to find your number, then.
Bless. Living in the past. Mary goes, I've got to get home. Rachel's mum, I've got to get home. I've got to register to put my name in the yellow pages.
Maybe that's why it's so thin, because people aren't going for it. They don't care anymore. Honestly, I feel like that's a waste of paper.
It is.
You don't need that anymore. That's on the way out with video stores, isn't it? The yellow and white pages. I want to find out who's still using them, though, and Cassandra's given us a call on 13 12 16 because maybe there's a good use for them, Cassandra.
Morning.
Good morning.
Oh, very much so, but perhaps not the use that you're thinking.
Okay.
Oh, no.
I like it.
What
are
you
going with
this?
I'm a GP that works in the Gosford area, and we do use phone books. We have one in every surgery, and it's for the use of helping with pap smears because the cervix tilts a certain way in certain women, and you place the phone book under the
underneath. Yes,
so technical, Cassandra.
This morning, under the bum of the woman that's being treated, and it helps the cervix point in a certain way so that you can carry out the pap smear. So yes. Phone books are still used, and yes, we do still want them delivered.
Amazing use for a phone book.
So high tech, Cassandra. Amazing.
Wow. Hey, off the back of that, Cassandra, I just got a text from Emma Horn, who works here.
Yes.
Very short, as we know.
She's short.
Tiny human. She says, I sit on a phone book when I'm driving so I can see over the steering wheel.
No, she doesn't.
That's what she
says. Send a photo, Emma.
If you're in your car right now, send us a photo of you sitting on your phone book.
Prove it.
I want to see that.
Prove it.
She says, does that count as using one? Yes, it does.
Counts.
It definitely counts.
It does count.
Let's go to Deb in your minor. I think maybe Deb uses it for a more practical...
Morning, Deb.
Morning, Deb.
Morning, guys. How are you going?
Very well. What do you use a phone book for?
Well, I still love the little bit in the middle, that like a street directory.
Yes.
Because I don't have a smartphone.
Okay.
Well, you need to get with the times, Deb. You're falling behind if you don't even have a phone.
Someone's got to have the old-fashioned stuff. And you know what? Back in 2013, the phone book was much bigger, but smaller in pages.
Right.
Yes.
Oh, it's
just under 300 pages. And this one that came yesterday, 312 pages, and it's half the size.
It is a tiny kind of book, isn't it, when you compare it? I wouldn't know how to look anything up, Deb.
Oh, you've got to put your glasses on, love, so you don't have to worry about that. You just get on your iPhone, you're laughing.
Well, exactly, that's
I've
all I need.
I just thought of an idea.
What's that?
You know how they always used to test a man's strength by ripping a phone book in half?
Did they used to test it that way?
Yeah.
Okay.
Because that's a super small one.
Come on.
Let's see you. Hold on, wait. Producer H, you want to film this?
Hang on, am I doing it like
that? No. You're doing it like this.
Show me a guy that could tear.
Okay, I'll show you a video. I'll show you a video after this, but I want to see you give it a go.
Okay.
So you like that, and you're going to try and rip it in half.
More calls are coming through, by the way, 13, 12, 16, with what people use phone books for.
All right, are you ready?
I know I'm not going to be able to do this.
All right. And give it a go. Wow, that was a lot sadder than what I thought it would be.
It's got the glossy laminated pages.
Oh, not the glossy laminated paper. That is very strong. It's like steel.
Oh, I hate when the glossy laminated pages get in the way of my strength.
Pretty much the equivalent of concrete.
Brute strength.
Get up with Bree and Jaunzy.
CFM.
I know everyone's sick of Married at First Sight chat, and I don't really want to talk about the show, but I caught a tiny part of a rerun yesterday in the afternoon.
Yep.
And it was of one of the twins actually, Sharon, and her husband on the show, Nick. And they're having a conversation at the dinner table about some of Nick's habits. And they're talking about the strip club. Yep. Bit of that. It was weird.
Yeah, I saw this and he said that he likes to go quite regularly, right?
Yeah, so. And he says he has a membership and that him and the boys will go roughly 3 times a month. So that's that's pretty much every weekend.
That's an expensive month.
Yeah.
Oh, any Bucks days I've been to, no one walks out of there with
any money. And she kind of, I think she was a bit shocked.
Can I just say by buying drinks, not dances?
Sure.
You know, if you...
I know how expensive the dances are. Yeah. I've been to the strip club with you before.
When did we go?
Oh, a long time ago.
Where did we go?
Was it Love and Rockets?
What was it for,
that
though?
That establishment?
It was after a night or something.
Yeah, it was after a
That's right. You got up
function.
And...
No, that's not what happened.
You were like, girls, get out of the way. Breeze here.
And then Let me up on that pole.
And then you did your thing. And I was like, yeah, whoa.
Whoa, she got moved.
I was getting my money back off the... stage.
Oh, come on.
Scraping it in.
People put the money back in their pockets. Anyway, you could tell she was kind of taken aback a little bit by this kind of information. And I've got some audio of the conversation that happened between back and forth between them. And you can tell that it's frosty. And I think it might be a bit of a deal breaker for her.
Deal breaker. All right.
I've got a membership.
You got a membership to a girl strip club?
Yeah.
How often do you go to the strippers?
Probably once or twice a month. Sometimes we'd be there like 3 times in one night. Like,
what's 3 times in one night? So what's your purpose of going there?
It's like, because you can go to a pub or you can just go to a place where you can just like...
Naked ladies in front of you giving you that dance.
Nothing to do with that. It's just
more. Oh, it's nothing to do with that. So why do you go there?
We could just chill out, have a good conversation.
Why couldn't you do that at a different pub with like without naked chicks?
Well, it's a pretty good reason, isn't it?
Loving it.
He didn't really have a good case, did he?
He didn't. And my question to him would be, because he said sometimes we go three times in one night.
Yeah.
Where are you going in between your visits? Like, where do you leave?
Or are they just going from one to the other?
Okay, so three
maybe.
Different places
maybe.
In one night.
I'm
okay.
Not sure.
Yeah, right.
It hit a chord with me, because I totally agree with her, because she later goes on to say, look, if it's a Bucks party, whatever,
I'm fine
with it. I get that.
Mm.
What do you think? Do you think I find it a bit seedy.
But he's been single up to this point, right? So he's been going with his mates.
I think he would have been on and off with other people, probably.
But is there any point in this where he says, you know, now that we're married and we've done this experiment and if we're together, then I won't go?
No.
Then he's in trouble.
I don't think, to be honest...
He's got some work to do.
So you think if he wasn't in a relationship, it's okay?
If you're single, do what you want.
See, to me, I don't know if this is me judging someone. If that's what they're doing when they're single, probably not the type of person I want to be dating.
Yeah. Everyone's different, though. I mean, that's the thing.
But you think that's okay to go to the strippers 3 times a month?
Well, they're there for a reason, I guess, you know. They're there doing their thing. And I can see his point. He said, I can either go to a bar and have drinks or I can go and there's ladies there. Dancing.
You're not really making a good point.
You know.
I just don't. Like, I get it, Bucks party. I'm not really.
You don't care about that?
I don't really care. I mean, that's just an occasion and whatever.
I mean, well, we know a guy that we used to work with who would be there every single weekend.
That's
you know what
true.
I mean? That was his thing. Friday, Saturday night, he was there. He just really liked it. So, you know, did you hate that guy?
I didn't hate him, but I'm not dating that person either.
And that's the thing.
You know what I mean? I'm not going to hate someone for doing it. Do what you want. It's just probably not someone I would probably...
What's Christy calling for? Should we take Christy?
Yeah, put her
Christy's
on.
Christy's in San Remo. Morning, Christy.
Morning.
Morning.
What do you got
Do you want
us?
To weigh in on this?
I do, because he did actually say that he has been single for the last 4 years. And he also said that now that he's married, that things might change. So
things might change.
I actually think that there's nothing wrong with the fact that the last 4 years he's been going to a strip club with his mates as a single person.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm a female and we go to the strip clubs as single females. So.
But do you go on the regular? Do you go like 3 times a month every month?
No, but I do know guys that do that are single and I think they have every right to if they aren't in a relationship.
Yeah, that's totally fine.
If he had a girlfriend the whole time and he was going 3 times a week, I think that's a problem. If you're single, do what you want.
Oh, I'm not saying that people can't do what they want. I'm just saying I probably wouldn't date someone.
That's fine.
that that's what they do in their spare time. Fine.
And then now that he is married, he'll just do it, you know, secretly and don't tell her. Isn't that right, Christy?
Jamie's got so much to look forward to.
I don't do that stuff. I don't do that stuff. Do I, Christy?
Are you married, Christy?
No, I'm single.
You're single? Okay.
Do you want me to come round and do a strip tease for you?
Oh, if you like.
Christy's up for anything.
And that's the joys of being single, isn't it?
Hey,
get
I'm
away
single.
With anything.
I'm going to the strip club tonight.
You should.
Yeah, I'm going to make the trek.
Lock it in 3 times a week. Could find the love of your life.
Probably
there.
Not 3 times a week.
Make it every night.
Get up with Bree and Jaunty.
CFM.